So we're holding by Tzuras Oisvav. So Oisvav, Tzarklius Resha Kotzer, while Yosem Eubi Kumas. It should not be too wide. Keshel Tid Mil Resh, it shouldn't look like a Resh. So the thickness should be the size of one Kumas worth. Which is if you pull your Kumas. So you pull your kumas this way, but you do kumas down that way. That's how thick it would be. Over here, they actually do it with I have to make photocopies really of the pages. Okay,
what should be the width of the kumas?
The width of the head of the vav should be the same thickness of the vav. It should be the same thickness. If you'd be running a kumas down this way, that's how thick. That's how wide it should be. The length of the leg should be two kumusins down. It shouldn't look like a yud, which is much shorter. Might look like a nun. Now, even though a nun, even though the nun comes down out of the middle, but a child looking at it with his head and this long thing, and it looks like a nun a little bit. So you have a concern of the looking like a resh, like a yod, or like a nun pshuta. So you have to careful how much you make it. If we're concerned to look like a num pshuta, even though the num pshuta, the head, the leg comes out from the middle of the head, and this comes out from the side. Well, once that's true, that we're concerned on the possibility that a child might mix up the two. So the same thing is true with the zayin. Even though the zayin comes out from the middle of the head, and the rav comes out from the side, a child might confuse the two. So how do you address that problem? You make the head of it round. And this way, it won't look like a Zion either. Okay, Mishnah references Zion over me based sort of. Even though the head of the Zion comes over, the leg comes out in the middle, so the head is on both sides, and the over here the head is all to one side. So by making
Zion has a
tagim,
so that's not a factor.
It is a factor, but again, the child is not necessarily going to define the child's mind who's not so familiar with tagim. The lack of tagim doesn't make him look like this above. He said, "Look like a Zion to me."
No, but with a tagim, it's not going to look like
her. We're not worried about the Zion looking lower. We're worried about the above looking like a Zion. Right, we're worried about the above looking like a Zion. So the child says, "Looks like a Zion to me."
Yeah.
Right. He's not going to be madai from the lack of tagim that it's not a Zion.
Right.
Why would we show it to? When do we have to show the os to?
The point is that our goal is to make it very clear what it is. Because if we have any doubt, what we do is we show it to a tinner. The tinner is going to get confused.
But we have definitions of when.
Correct. Right.
Sufficiently different from the basic surah that it needs to be shown.
Correct. Right. The point being that we don't want to get in a situation where we need to get involved in that. So by making it round, you've sort of obviated that problem. The child's not going to look like they look different enough. The head should not be going down or up. The head should be going out straight.
In which direction?
Well, it's going to the left, but the truth is it's not really the correct way of saying it, because we write all the letters from the left to the right, so it means the head goes, you would start from the left side, right, and then go down. So, but it's going to go straight as opposed to going up or down. Am I making sense?
The head, the main part of the head is really horizontal, in other words.
Correct. Okay. The leg should go straight down. It shouldn't be broken. Now, broken over here doesn't mean there's a gap. It means that it's not going to be going. It's like sort of like shifts as it goes down. It's supposed to be going straight down. So, like, you know, if it shifts to the side, we look at it as if it's like two parts. There's here and then it shifts over or something of that sort. We don't want that.
Is there something that might look like?
No, just because that's the correct way that Surah Svav, it should show straight down. Gam Toiv Shavyeh Tismayit Vaharlich Mat Mat Achetiyah Chara Lamata. Even though theoretically Mikra Dinah could go straight down as a straight line, It doesn't have to get thinner as it goes down, but it's preferred that it should get thinner as it goes down and comes to a point. Okay. Irregular vav katzer, if you made the leg of the vav too short, and im ein barak kimlo yud is possible. If it only has the length of one yud, which means basically one kumus is worth, so it's possible. The ma'at yoser, if it's a little bit more than that, sarach laharis latinik, so then you would show it to the child if whether he read it as a yud or as a vav. Who then in Rosh above is Rachav? If it's too wide, it looks like a reish. You have to show it to a child to see what he says about it. In Kasav Dalas B'makom Vav, if a person wrote a Dalad instead of the Vav, you know, intentionally he wrote a Dalad. He's supposed to write a Vav, but he wrote a Dalad instead. So what do you need to do to make a Vav out of it? So like this, Tzarech Ligur Kol Agag, you have to remove you can't just shorten it, because if you just shorten the head, which then gives you a Vav, but you've made the Vav through Chaktechus, through removing something, and that's possible. So you have to make it through writing. So the Eitzah is you remove the whole head, and then you rewrite it again. So you have to erase the whole head. And furthermore, Tzarech Ligur Kol Agag, after the boy Nami Ligur Kol Yorech, you might have to remove the whole leg also. Which the Dharma Ladalish, the Kasa Makam Reish, the Sarach Limcha Kuloi, the Chanaba Simulam Abe Sefir Ches. So we discussed this before. If it was written Bipsul, so even though there's the head and there's a leg, and really the head, you know, we could look at them as separate. But since it's made in one stroke, because you write the Vav by going on the head and then going down. And B, by the time you get to the leg, the head is already written improperly. So it comes up by the time you made the regal, it was written bipsul, because it's a regal of a dalad and not a regal of a vav. So it comes out you have to that the regal was written bipsul, so that you have to remove the regal and then write and make your and make the head the whole leg again. So that's the same way we had the case if you wrote a dalad but makam reish. So the dalad, the way we write a dalad is we make the head of the dalad and then we make the legs. Even over there, it's actually two separate strokes. But since by the time if you wrote a dalad instead of a reish, by the time you wrote the leg of the dalad, it's a leg of a dalad, not a leg of a reish. So it's called, it was written bipsul, and you have to remove the leg also and then rewrite the whole reish.
If you wrote the leg first?
What?
So if you wrote the leg first, it would be fine?
Theoretically, yeah, we don't do that. We
Is
don't.
Is it possible to write it in the wrong order?
It's not marked, no.
The Lashon of Efshe here sounds like there's an opinion that you don't have to do that?
The Lashon of Efshe over there was also, it wasn't, if I recall correctly, go find that page over here. He didn't say that Terus a din vada. He said there's an argument to say that's true. Right. Right. So he doesn't say it, but Terus that's a vadai din over there that you have that's true. I'm not sure what the two studim are. I mean, it's an interesting point. There's nothing wrong with the leg batsim. Just there's a new din. Since it was written as part of a something else, you can't use it for something else. So that's the chiddush that he's being mechadash over here. And he's medayik from Chubas Rashba, but it's not like we don't have a clear raya from that in anywhere from the Gemara that affects. That's why you probably write one of the Lashon of Rashba. Okay. Zion. Oh, Zion. Certainly Zer Shalotia Ragla Arucha. So that's obviously in a problem because the Zion and the Nun Pshuta Mamash are written exactly the same. The head is the leg comes out from the middle, and it has Taget on top, and it has a square head, and it's a long leg coming down. So what's the difference between the Zion and the Nun Pshuta? The Nun Pshuta is longer. So you make your Zion too long, you've written a Nun Pshuta. Even if you don't make it long enough, that really is a Nun Pshuta. Right, but if a child will look at it and say that's a num shuta, you're in trouble. So we don't make it longer than the length of the base kol musim, because that's a nice proportion. The head is one kol musim wide, the leg is two kol musim long, so that looks like a zayin. Longer than that, it's going to look like a nun already. It has to sit. It has to overlap on both sides over the leg. This way, it's otherwise it looks like a vav. It has to be square on the head. The head has to be square. With gimel tagan or rosh, you put three tagan on top. Rosh atia pashut. The leg has to come down straight. Tachteah v'loy shvur. Again, it shouldn't shift in the middle. It starts out narrow, it gets wider as it goes down, and it comes to the point at the end. Okay.
Where the bubbly said it's better, it gets more narrow.
Correct. So here it gets wider in the middle, and then comes to the point at the end.
What?
When you write a Zion, it comes out. Out of the head, narrow. It widens as you're going down. Then it comes narrow again. If the leg is too short, so we're going to get our tinnikin over there. So that if it's less than if it's only a shir kimloy or siyud, it's possible, and it's longer than that, we give it to a tinnik to read. So now, liel simin lamibay sif tazayin ba gov after prim gadol misadad lahakel bezed the day in nishar meirego kimloy or siyud. So he says that no, I could argue that over here, since it comes out from the middle, as long as it's the length of one kolmos is worth an ois yud, so that's enough. Different than a vav, because a vav will mamash look like a yud, and this will not. See, when the Prima Gadim says like that's mutter, derechaim, behilchos kriyas haTorah, b'shar Ephraim, sosim kashulchan aruch, that is a problem, because over there it said over there the vav and the zayin are concerned. V'kolshkenim harah latinik, v'lekara lezayin, v'vada ein lahakel bezet. So now we said before, if we know that it's right and the kid reads it wrong, that's tough luck on the kid. But over here, so the Prima Gadim says, listen, you know, we know it's right, you know, but okay, but. The Shire Ephraim and Der Chaim are both are concerned about it. And Kabel Charmer, if the kid's going to read it wrong. Again, I mentioned to you that the Beis Yosef over here goes through the Tzurus Oisius twice. The first set of Tzurus Oisius is basically more in Shabbos. Then he goes through it again based on other sources. So he calls it Aleph Beis Hasheni. That'd be the second time he goes through the Aleph Beis in over here. So
where does he bring it again?
Here in Siman Lamed Zayin, in Lamed Vav, the Beis Yosef of Siman Lamed Vav goes through the Aleph Beis twice. He goes through the Morn Shabbos is the primary source of the Tzuras Hoseus. So he goes through the halachas that are gleaned from the Gemara and Shabbos, and then he starts over again from the Aleph, and he goes through the second time other points about the letters. So over there it's called Aleph Beis Hasheni. Ayin Shom. Near the filo tikkun l'mahani b'zeh beitilin mezuzas m'shum lo shlo kesidron. So if you made the leg too short, and therefore it has a halacha that's considered posel, so it lost tzuras ois. It lost tzuras ois. You have a shlo kesidron. So you can't even fix it for Tilla Mezuzahs.
We show it. I mean, is it recommended to show certain letters to a Tinuk?
There are certain cases where we show it to a tinner because we're not sure what, if it had tzuras ha'ois.
But it seems, they seem to be saying, not necessarily that you should show it, but that if a tinner were to read it as a...
Well, according to the Prima Gadim, you don't have to show it because there's a case of a vav where the leg is too short. You show it, you have to show it to the tinner because we're not sure if this is, if this has a tzuras ha'ois or, of a vav or a yud. So we're not sure what the tzuras ha'ois is. You show it to the child. Right, that's fine. The Prima Gadim's point is that it's irrelevant to a Zion because since it's a Zion, it comes out from the middle, not from the side. As long as it has the length of one Kimloy Ois Yud, it's considered long enough, and that's halachically fine. The Der HaChaim and the Shaar HaFraim disagree. Zakti Meshabura, so we have a Machloikis to start off with. And if you did show it to a Tinnik in that situation, of course, Prima Gadim, you're not Machuyiv to, but if you did, it's very hard to make a like the Prima Gadim in that situation once the child read it incorrectly. If he reads it right, you know, the Prima Gadim is okay, right? Problem is, if he reads it wrong, then what do you do? Okay. Tzuras Ois Ches. So we make a Ches. Ois Ches, Shtei Regla, Tzimunus, Shtei Zayinin. The two legs are both shaped as Zayins. And then there's a line which connects the two. It's proper to make the Zion on the right side instead of having a full square head, which is the way you make a Zion normally. You'll make the right side of that head on top round. Okay.
The right side of the head of the head.
There's two Zions, and the Ches is made out of two Zions.
Yeah.
There's a right Zion and a left Zion.
Yeah.
The right Zion, the one on the right, its head, the right side of the top of that should be round. That make sense? Yeah? You don't want the separation between the two should be at most the width of one kulmus worth. So you have like a roof in between, which is two sides. It has two lines coming up, and they meet in the middle. Umakel hukimin tagodol yasalo barosh regal hasmol v'lo be'emsa. You put up a tag which comes out on the left head all the way over to the left side of the left head. Okay.
Is this considered a Beis Yosef Ksav?
Correct.
All these letters?
Yeah. The Rizal has his Ches is above on a Zion, right? You shouldn't separate the two Zions too much, and therefore the Gag is very large. That's going to be a problem. Shouldn't be too long. The Meherich is puzzle. If you did make it too long, it's a problem. So the solution is going to be to remove it and redo it, and that's going to obviously create a Shlok Sidran issue because you have to remove and redo, you don't have a letter anymore.
That's if you went beyond the Ches, or even if you finished the Ches and you realize I didn't do this correctly?
No, if you went to the next letter.
Okay.
B'medah m'mor k'sha'osa bei zayinin v'gav rochav d'zeh lo havi kimin chatoteres shum ashupo am osa ha'ches k'das Rashi t'hainu, I'm not sure how you ches pshuta b'loi chateres shal gapo filim herach harbe kosher b'diyev al pishenem merubah. Rashi shita is Rashi doesn't have this in a chateres, so if you make it two Zions with this thing in the middle, and it's that the gap is too big, that's a problem. Rashi holds that you make it; it's a straight head. That's what Rashi holds. You make a ches. You have a zayin, you know, something coming out which is not all the way over to the edge, so that's sort of like a zayin on that side. The same thing over here, but it's a straight head across. You can make it as wide as you want according to Rashi. So, b'di'evad, if you sabach on Rashi, then you can do that. You can make it as wide as you want.
So you would fix the gag and make it into a...
No, you don't have to fix it. According to Rashi.
If you made the roof too far apart.
Right. So that's
Then is he saying put a line across?
And no, he's saying like this. He's saying if the chatchila you made it the way you're supposed to, way we normally make it, which is two zions and they're too far apart, so this thing is too long. That's a problem. You have no solution for that. If the chatchila you made it like Rashi, you made it wide, no problem because it still has surah, it still has surah size. Im also haches ketuna shnei vavin. If you made your ches with two vavs, kedalas uvav, one was a dal and one was a vav, okay, or kedalas and zayin, or like a dal and a zayin, mukhateras al gabav is kasher b'diavad, shel nishtana l'tzuris oisar acher al yedei zed. So that'll be kosher because. The mice looks like a ches to people because there's no other letter which looks like that. And so you remove the extra part. So that means like this. My best dates over here just to pass this around. If you look at number 10 on this picture over here. So if you make the chateteris off to the side, even though the head is sticking out more, you can sort of erase the extra part of the head, and then you'll still have your chateteris and you'll still have your heads. But if you make it attaching to the edge of the chateteris, where am I? Okay. So, if it's possible to remove the extra part of the head and leave the chateris in place, for example, in the case where it was a dalad and a zayin, you put the chateris touching towards the right side of the dalad, let's say, not in the middle, not at the edge, end of the dalad, you give me a dalad mixosach teyosakim in zayin. So then you erase part of that head and it looks more like a zayin already. But if it's all the way at the end of the dalad, so if you do that to shorten the head, you call it ois kashigur min a dalad. If you remove part of the dalad, you're going to lose the attachment. So you lost your dalad. You lost your ches. Once it's detached, it's not a ches anymore. It's now shalak a sidron. In that situation, you can't correct it because you'll end up with shalak a sidron. So we'll be saying that that's kosher. I'll be saying for Torah, in nim sechesh etzmonosa hoyikadalas v'zayin or shtei vavin. If you have a test written improperly, thank you. Afshin lahitzi acheres mishum zayin. You don't have to take out a new sefer Torah because of it. When you have b'shas kriya, mikomokam b'chol b'cholgam nitzarach l'sakan ois achi yamido al tzmonosa haruya. The answer is, but afterwards you should fix it. So you'll read from it as is, and then you'll fix it later on in the day. If you can fix it on the spot, there's a surfer there who can fix it on the spot, you'll fix it on the spot. Circle Hazar, surfer Moseh. You have to point this out to the surfer that they should be very careful. It should be two Zion in. And attached in a certain way. This pshat that we're saying, as opposed to avavs or dalids and zayins, it's supposed to be two zayins. Like, end the conversation. So that's based on the Gemara already. So even though it's not Malka Yevid, it's definitely something we have to be careful with. Okay. Meda'oid b'di Yevid im osu l'ches mako levad. A chateteris levad is kosher. When you made the head like Rashi, but you put a makel on top, all the way over to the left, or the chateteris by itself without the makel, again at that point which sticks up on the left side, all the way up at the edge. So either one of those is going to be kosher. is kosher. But if you're missing both of them, that's questionable. The Gainer B'Kivegra, Masik B'Kidusha, Tafilo Nechzer L'Aches, Achateteres, V'Gama Makel, Shoyeches, Pshuta, Ches, and Shalonu. You wrote it like a regular Ches, like we write when our block prints. We don't make this bump. We don't have the Makel on the left side. You have neither of those. Kasher B'Diyevin. Rakim Hefshel, Sakim B'Kal, Lasses L'Makel, Yasa. The Eitzer is put on a Makel, David the Kilechatkila. So what's the problem right now? Just put a Makel on. It's, you know. So we should do that. Okay.
What's a bomb? Pachato
teres. Well, I didn't hear what you said.
What's
to me.
The bomb? Pachato teres.
The bomb is the chateres. Yeah. Chateres. Yeah. Right. Now. So that you can't add in now, but a makel you could add in. The makel is the left extra line coming up. In nitzuch yerach ches, well, nishu barakim lo yud. If one of the legs of the ches is too short,
why can't you add in a chatzoteres?
You'd have to erase the head and redo that. So you lost your letter.
Oh,
right.
But you've been saying before.
But to add something, the makel, you just add a makel going up from the left side. There's the makel missing. The makel, just add the makel. So Balanisha Barakim Lo Yud, if it's only it's too short, it's only the length of a yud, which I mean one kumos is worth. So Dai Bikach, that is sufficient. Ben Yerach Hayamini or Asmoli, whether it's the right leg or the left leg. Pimagadam Babsiha Masha Kosta Yerali the Huadin Lashar Oisius. So the Prima Gadol mentions the word Yerach Yamini, but it truly applies to either leg. The reason why he mentioned the right leg is referring to other letters which only have one leg. It's relevant when you write a letter tough. If the leg, the right leg versus the left leg are too short. So there we have two legs again. We have to talk about over there what the loch is. Over there. Imecha Teteris. It wasn't touching. But it's not obvious that the gap, it's not so obvious. So we spoke about over there, if there's a gap in the letter, as long as it's not obvious and it still looks like the letter, it's possible, but it's not shalok hasidron because the tzuris ois is there, and we stress many times. Even you can have a case where the letter is not kosher, but since it looks like the letter, it's called you wrote the letter. Therefore, it's not shalok hasidron when you correct it afterwards, and you can correct it even by tilla mezuzas. So if the gap is not obvious, so then it's mutter. But it's clearly obvious that the head is not attached, so then it's not of the ches. It's two zayins. So then it's shalok hasidron, you can't fix it. So the case we're talking about right now is it's not touching on either side. If one side is attached, one side is detached. So I'm not sure what the halacha is. Right. So he discussed over there. He says, "Tell you, send you to take a look at the halacha over here. Bir halacha be'im. You see it? It's." Dada Sofik Eno Rak Lafi Masha Biarna Basimalan Bates of Kafe Bibir Loch, La Loch, Kadasa Gunner Kivega, the Tikun Moyo, Ocean and Nira Xerosius, Philip Nicker of Frodo, Gun Yud Bahal of Shannon Nagayla Halif, after the Yud Bithneatsma, Shame Ois Akarolov, Mikomokim Kim, the Yeser Ois there, Ain Shame Akarolov, Moyle Zer Gam Ken La Yud, La Yikrolov Shame Yud, El Shame Aleph Alov. So the case over there is, let's say you have an aleph. So an aleph has the leg going down, and it has the yud attached. The yud doesn't touch it. So the yud is a different letter. It's a yud by itself. But the fact that the aleph is not an aleph without the yud, tells you that this yod is not really a yod. This is yod is part of this aleph. So if I have two zions, and neither one is the chateris is not touching either one. So this is a zion. This is a zion. So I don't know what it is. It's two zions with a line above it. But once you attach the line to one of them, that's not a zion anymore, because it's a zion with this line coming out of it. So I know that's not a zion. So then that helps me that the other zion is perceived not as a separate zion, but part of the ches. The same way over there, even though the yud looks like a yud by itself, but the aleph doesn't look like an aleph by itself, doesn't look like another letter by itself, and therefore that revamps our view of what's happening here. We say, oh, this clearly this was the yud of the aleph, and therefore this is called Tzuras Aleph, and you can fix it afterwards. So same thing over here. I could argue the same thing over here. But that's Kibager's argument over there. Not everybody agrees with that. That's why he's saying, the also said that sword, but he only allowed it when it wasn't obvious that there's a gap. He says, but therefore that's why over here by the Chateras, if it's not touching either side, so that's two Zions. That's not acceptable. When it's attached to one, I could argue that that's mutter. Efshar l'yesh l'hakol. Okay. Yeah, let's do a test. Serious ois test. Ois test, a rosha yamini tia kofuf lamaat l'soichai. So a test has two heads. The left head is basically a zion going straight down to the bottom. And the right head is, it comes up and it bends in a little bit. Okay, so it has to be kofuf. Below your kofuf harbi, it should go in just a little bit, not all the way down. Rosh Hashmali Tia Kazayan, Gimel Tagan al Rosh, it's like a Zion with three Tagan on top. Of a Rosh Yamina Yia Ogol Kavov, it has to bend, it has to be rounded, it shouldn't be square on top, it should be rounded, like a Vov. Vagamla Matam, it's a Yamina Tia Ogul, and the bottom also should be rounded. The Gemara says that a test is a combination of a chaf and a zion. So on the left side you have your square head with the leg coming down. That's the zion, and this looks like a chaf, which is round. It's a little bit longer and it touches on the bottom. That's basically how we look at it. So it's the zion on one side and it's a chaf on the other side. It's a chaf a little bit. That's why you shouldn't bend it too much. It's supposed to look like a chaf with a little bit of a bend in.
The right side of a test.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it has to be round on top and on bottom on the right side.
The right side of a test is
like a right. However, that's not makabed yevid. The vad binyan kof of harbe the tzarchi and the din. If it's very, very bent down to the point where it's almost touching the bottom, so that could be, that's not called tzuras test anymore. Now, what about the other end? Let's say it didn't bend in at all, but it just went straight across, and it stopped. So, in that situation, circle Harris the tinnik. You have to show it to the tinnik. He's not sure what letter that is.
What didn't bend but went straight across?
Look like another letter,
right? So a child might look at it and say, he's not sure that it's a test. Even though it looks like something else. Well, you know, if the way you draw a test is by going in, say it might look to him like a chof and a zion. Yeah. Right. So it has to bend in a little bit. So you show it to the child. You do need to correct it, but the truth is, it's not really something else. So therefore, you can be. It's not called. It has a different surah of ice. It's called that surah of ice. You can fix it, but you should fix it. If a child reads it wrong, he says, "I don't know what it is." So then you can't say it has surah of ice, maybe. You can't fix it. The case where the chateris was not made right and the child is not sure what it is, So, in the same way we said over there that the child's not used to looking at a chess with a chetaris, so maybe the fact that he reads it wrong is not definitive. For our purposes, halachically, it's kosher without it bending in. So, the fact that kids reads it wrong because he's just used to having it bend in, but it's not a rye that's lacking tzura. But tzarachian. Vizarshal yigo, a Russian zeb, is that they can't touch each other. So the heads of the shin also, we have an issue if they touch, and we'll talk about that later on. If the left head did not look like a zayin, it was round as opposed to a square head the way it's supposed to be. It had like a roundish head. Actually, it had tagan on top. So here's the shayla. Shayla like this: that the Reim said the more says have gimel tagan. So we understand gimel tagan means it has three little lines coming up. The Re'eim understands it totally differently. It means it has to have square, corners. So it has to have points in each corner. So I came along, I made the head roundish, but it has to be tagan on top. So it has sort of Zion, according to Arpshat, because it has to be tagan on top. But according to Re'eim, it doesn't have a sort of Zion, because all the Shatnas Gates letters have to have square corners to be kosher. So, so he's not sure in that situation whether it's going to be tzarachin or b'diyavin in that situation. If the fact that there's the tagan on top will solve the problem a lot. Ve'en lo b'raya, may people got him shekosat the b'diyavin kosherim lo hoya kezayin. The people got him says it's kosher, but it doesn't look like a zayin. The after what he meant to say was shlo hoya over me be'i stodim kezayin. He meant that instead of it was looked more like a squared off vav, and the leg was coming down from the right side as opposed to the middle. I don't know for sure that the Prima Gadim is willing to be makshar in a case where it's rounded. So maybe the reim we don't pass like him. So talk about that over there. Let's hold it here. Tomorrow.